sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information, or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
What do you experience, or what do you see when two championship teams, let's say two championship teams, come against each other in the Super Bowl? They get together and they're going to play football. Or, for my good friend sitting over there, if you're at the PGA Masters, you're watching professional golfers. There's something that each and every one of them have to do every time in order to be victorious. And this is where Christians tend to go wrong, and I'll explain it and I'll go through it just for a few minutes. And that is what you're watching when two teams come together, or a guy's playing golf or tennis, like the Wimbledon final today as well. What you're watching is masters of the basics. Everyone say masters of the basics. Now, if you play tennis, there's a basic rule. Basic. You've got to do it, or else you're not going to become a master and get to where you want to go. When I learned tennis, they said, keep your eye on the ball. Everyone say, keep your eye on the ball. And they told me, follow through. Those are the basics. You can't stab it. You got to keep your eye on the ball all the way to the racket and then hit it with follow through. That's basic. Now, once I've got the basics and I've got it as muscle memory, it's going to happen every time. Hopefully, I can now put spin on it, top spin, bottom spin, drop it short. I can do different things. But if I leave the basics out, I'm never going to get to where I need to go. Golf, Brad will confirm this. When I first started learning to play golf, I was told, keep your head down and your left arm straight. That was the big deal. These are the basics. Head down, arm straight. Head down, arm straight. And you know what? I've been playing for quite a few years now. And when I don't do those two things, I mess up every time. The basics are head down, arm straight. And then the follow through and all of that comes. Then you can put a fade on it. You can draw the ball. You can do backspin on it, different things. But you've got to have the basics, and they've got to be in place. Amen. What happens with Christians sometimes is we get away from the basics. We get born again and we learn the basics. The basics are this: to get into the kingdom of heaven. The Bible says, if you believe in your heart and you speak out of your mouth, you will be saved. That's the basics. That is it. Believe it in my heart, speak it out of my mouth. And so I get into the kingdom of heaven by believing and speaking. But then when I get into the kingdom of heaven, I tend to stop doing that. The basics didn't change. If I want to see healing, I still got to believe it and speak it. Amen. If I want to see prosperity, I still got to believe it and speak it. Amen. Restoration. There's other points that go with faith, but these are the basics. You have to believe and then you have to speak. Amen. Everyone say, believe and speak. Believe. That's how you get into the kingdom. God didn't change it once you got in. Now you can just live. No, you got to keep the basics going. We used to put scriptures on our mirrors and on our fridges and on our cars and everywhere. There's a stickers and bumper stickers, and we would see those stickers all over the home, and we'd confess it, we'd declare it, we'd believe it, we'd speak it. Remember those days? What happened? What happened? Nothing changed with God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 10:38 tells us that yesterday, today, and forever, he's the same. And so we're supposed to still be getting access to all the blessings of God through the basics. You got to start with the basics. If you're believing for healing, then you better believe it and you better speak healing. You better believe it and speak healing. If it's finances, believe it and speak it. Now, there are other things you have to do. You understand? For instance, in healing, I mean, don't run around in snow in short pants and bare feet. That's just crazy. Don't eat all the wrong food all the time. You know, if you need to lose some weight, you need to lose some weight. You've got to take care of the body. I mean, there are basics in the physical as well, and the natural, as there is in the spiritual. So I'm talking about, but if you're doing your best that you can do, and we're all trying, then you stick with the basics. By the stripes on his back, I'm healed. I believe it. I'm speaking it. By the stripes on his back, I believe it. I speak it. Jesus himself took my infirmities and bore my sickness. Romans 8:17. I believe it. I speak it. And we tend to stop that. I talk to people all the time. And they're not doing the confessions. They're not doing the believing. They're not standing on the word of God. The basics have to continue in a person's life. If you're born again today or 50 years ago, you still need to practice and exercise with the basics of the word of God. He said, as the man thinks in his heart, so is he. Amen. And so we've got to change the way we think. We've got to think the way God tells us. And then you go with what he tells us to do. I get saved by believing and speaking. Once I'm in the kingdom, by believing and speaking myself in, because of what he did, now remember, it's nothing to do with me, it's all to do with him. I get into the kingdom. Now he says in Ephesians 1:3, God has already blessed you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies, right? In the heavenly places. Every spiritual blessing. I know that I'm not going to need any blessing when I'm in heaven, because when I'm in the presence of God, that is all the blessing you can handle, believe me. And you won't even be able to stand that. All the blessing. He's your son. He's your light. He's your joy. He's your peace. He's your nourishment. He's absolutely everything. I don't need any blessings in heaven. If I'm in the presence of God, there's no blessing I need. All I need is God. That's why it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Seek him. Become a God chaser, not a thing chaser. You're chasing money, you're chasing the wrong thing. Chase God, money chases you. If you need healing, chase God. Healing chases you. It follows you. Amen. And so we need to understand that when we get into the kingdom, he said, I've given you all the spiritual blessings, whatever you need. Whatever you need. So if I need finances, he's already provided. If I need healing, he's already provided. Peace, hey, it's there. Joy, it's there. Restoration, it's there. Breakage from bondage, it's there. It's all already there. I've got to believe and I've got to speak out of my mouth. And you know what? That takes the onus off God and puts it on you. And people don't like that too often. You mean I'm responsible for the way I live? Yeah. You see, if we accept it and take the responsibility, that I'm responsible for my life, my blessings, not God. He's already given me every blessing. Jesus is already being crucified, buried, resurrected, and ascended. He's not coming back to do it again. He didn't forget something. He didn't forget a sickness. He didn't forget a prosperity thing. He didn't forget anything. He's not coming back. He's done it. In fact, he even said, it's finished. It's over. It's done. It's done. And then he ascended and he's seated at the right hand of the throne of God. And Stephen even gave testimony to that when they martyred him. He said, I see Jesus Christ standing at the throne of God. He saw it. You understand? We need to just get to the basics again. Seriously, some of us have become so spiritually minded that we're no earthly good anymore either. You know, thus saith the Lord, yes, man. And we put on these airs and graces. Don't do that. Stay level. Stay level-headed. Stay normal, please. Stay normal. Some people want to prophesy a word over me. I run. Because I see their life is not normal. Some people. I'm not saying in this church. Amen. No one in this church. Amen. But we need to just get back to the basics. Someone comes to you for advice. Don't give them your advice. Please stop. Boom. Right there. Be swift to listen, slow to speak. Slow down. Don't give them your advice. Go to the word and give them what the word says. That's all I ever give anybody. I give spiritual answers from the word of God. If they're sick, if they're broke, if they're miserable, if they got problems, I always go to the word and bring the word, because the word works. And then you got to tell them as well. Now you got to start to claim it, believe it, speak it, act on it. Amen. And that's all I wanted to bring because we've already done our service time. I mean, I got lots more. I mean, ask my wife, I can talk. I'm serious. You give me a microphone, you got a problem.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. But I want to respect your time because a lot of you want to go and see things and do things today with all the World Cups and whatever you, and we're honing into that right now. But I just love you guys so much. Please take authority over your own life. Please start to take the blessings that God has provided for you. Let Jesus get all the rewards for all of his suffering. You know, I said, whenever I said yesterday, maybe, it's like some people, what they do is they get a job, and with that job, they're getting, say, $5,000 a month. But they say to you, but besides that, we got a car allowance, plus we're giving you a car, plus we're giving you the gas allowance for the car, plus we're giving you a food allowance, we're giving you insurance, we're giving you medical, we're giving you a whole lot of other things, and you say to them, no, 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 just give me the salary. I don't want all the other goods. That's what we do. We get salvation by believing and speaking, and then we take, no, I don't want the healing, I don't want the prosperity, I don't want peace, I don't want joy, I don't want my children not to be off the chain. I like them off the chain. What happens to us? I mean, seriously, what actually happens to us? And then we think it's God. God's done all he's going to do. The ball is in our court. It's up to us. Hit it back. It's up to us. And he said, what you bind, you know these scriptures, Matthew 18, 18, and all of the scriptures. What you bind in the earth, I will back up with all of heaven. And what you loose in the earth, I will loose in heaven. You got to speak it. And God calls things that are not as though they were. And I don't want to get into teaching because I said I'm closing and I lied. I'll repent of that when I get home. But I mean, a simple little thing like I'm just speaking now, believe it and speak it, can change everything. Can change your business, can change your marriage, can change your body for healing, can change your financial situation. Don't be moved by what you see in the bank. Don't let that move you. Don't be moved by the pain in your arm or the whatever you see there. Don't be moved by that. Don't be moved by the fact that you're fighting all the time or your children are on drugs. Or don't be moved by that. Be moved by what God said about it. You've got to be moved about that. And he says, we look not at the things that are seen. 2 Corinthians 4:18. Don't look at what you can see. Look at the things that are unseen. Because the things you can see are temporary. But the things that are unseen are eternal. God's word is eternal. And you speak the word of God over the situation and it changes. The fact may be that yes, they've said you've got X, Y, and Z in your body. That may be the facts. But the facts have got to line up with the truth when the truth is spoken in faith. The facts will always turn. They will always change. If you stand on the word of God and you just continually believe the word and speak the word, it changes. I've proved it in my life. My wife's proved it in her life. We have done, this is how we live our lives. We all get giants coming at us. Every one of us. Someone said one time, don't run at your giant with your mouth shut. That's what happens too often. Or we agree with the giant. We agree with the giant. How do I agree with the giant? You say, oh, I'm sick. Oh, I'm coming down with flu. Oh, I can't afford it. Oh, I'm miserable. Oh, she's no good. Oh, he's no good. We agree with the giant. Rather keep your mouth closed then. Amen. The way David ran at his giant was he said, you uncircumcised Philistine. You're not coming against me. You're coming against the armies of God. Here's what I'm going to do to you, big boy. I'm going to put you in your place. And when I'm finished all of this, I'm cutting your head off. And you didn't even have a sword. I'm cutting your head off. And I'm going to feed the carcass to the wild animals and the birds are there. That's what he spoke. He spoke it and he believed it. How do I know he believed it? Because he acted on it. Some of us, we get a little sniffle. How are you doing? How are you feeling? Well, under the circumstance.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College, grades 6 through 12th.